Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Arendelle for life, Matthew Avery. Let's just say we got wrecked again. That is right. In today's episode, folks, we are going to be looking into the sneak peek, the recently released sneak peek, and a new scene shot for Wreck-It Ralph 2, or Ralph Breaks the Internet. Now, in this new trailer, or sneak peek, we get introduced to a new character by the name of Shank, who will be voiced by Gal Gadot, and this is going to be in a racing game called Slaughter Race. I saw in the trailer, the sneak peek, that Vanellope and Ralph are going to be in it. Ralph was trying to get out. I was like, this car isn't made for big boys, and he ends up going in it, and Vanellope ends up dominating the race, and we also get another introduction into the Disney princess scene, where the Disney princesses modern up and dressed in what we wear, like jean shorts, jeans, like regular pants. And we also get a little something from Merida, where they can't understand a word she's saying, and then Anna comes in and says, she's from the other studio. Yeah, you folks are wondering, what other studio? Well, I think what they're referring to is from Disney, is they're referring to the other studio as Pixar, because Merida is a Disney princess from Pixar, and it actually makes very much sense that they probably don't want to cause any trouble. Now, the new scene shot is actually, I actually got saved it on my my iPad here. I have actually had the liberty of studying it really, really closely, and it's the scene where, like I said, the Disney princesses modern up and got a bunch of clothes. They ditched the dresses for regular clothes, and for me, I'm actually really impressed. I actually, like I said, I studied every bit of this scene, and it's really, really amazing. I could tell the wording on some of the princess's shirts. Mulan, she's wearing outdoor shoes for the inside, and she's wearing a red jacket with probably a dragon logo. At first, I wasn't even able to tell what's on Anna's shirt. Then as I got a closer look into it, it said, finish each other's sandwich. And it was a picture of a sandwich. Like, well, that was great. Next one, we got Tiana, who let her hair out. It's all like fuzzied up like an afro. What? It's not an afro. What's that? She let it puff out. And she's having a Starbucks, looks like a Starbucks coffee. Oh, by the way, Anna was also eating something herself in this scene shot. I can really tell what she was eating. Next, we got Queen Elsa. Man, I love what Queen Elsa's wearing. She's wearing a shirt that says, just let it go. Light blue, just like her dress. She's also wearing what looks like black pants, and her hair's the same, and she has a delicious milkshake from we don't know where, probably from Sheets or something, we don't know, but the milkshake does look like from the first trailer, where they accidentally blew up that bunny rabbit. Next we got Moana, who appears to be wearing an orange tank top. Next we got Rapunzel, who looks like she's wearing star pants, a pink jacket. Next we got Snow White. She's wearing a t-shirt that has poison on it, and above it has the poison apple. She did keep her bow. Next we got Pocahontas. I couldn't tell what much she was wearing. She's wearing a long sleeve shirt, And that's all I could say. She's wearing a long sleeve shirt. It's like, what are you? Isn't Pocahontas based off of a real person? I was like, you folks are right. They are based off of real people. Pocahontas is based off of a real person. And some people were like, oh, great, they modernized Pocahontas. Now we can see what she looks like in our era. Next, we got Ariel. She's wearing a short sleeve shirt, but like I said, we can't. Like Pocahontas, I could barely tell. We don't know what logo's on her shirt. Last, but certainly not least, we got Cinderella. She is wearing a white long sleeve T-shirt. I think it says a glow on it, on a horse drawn on the carriage that would, was transferred from a pumpkin. And her hair is let down, and right next to her beanbag is popcorn and drink. Like, ooh, nice. Now this scene is really well done. This new scene that was released, really well done. I couldn't tell. The only people that weren't in that scene was Jasmine and Merida. Merida, I saw in the sneak peek that she was wearing a T-shirt that said "Mom" with the bear on it, because the T-shirt was her mom turned into a mom turned into a bear. She was wearing shorts and a regular shirt. She kept her hairstyle just like the way she had in her movie. Now I know what she was in the sneak peek. I knew what she was mumbling about. Like she was talking about in her Swedish, Scottish accent. She's telling what happened with her, how her mom she gave her mom a cane, she turned into a bear, her dad tried to do her mom in. She said, "That's not trouble, I don't know what is." And like I said, this is a really amazing scene that they went through and made. I can't, this is getting me more and more anxious to see what this movie's gonna unfold. And let's just hope Ralph doesn't come into our computers and wreaks havoc on our tablets or computers and such. And like I said, this scene right here in the sneak peek, let's just say it's got me all the more anxious to pull Wreck-It-Ralph 2 to its release date. It's like, oh, we gotta wait till Thanksgiving, and I want it now, and I just want it here now. I want to watch it now, and because, like I said, the Disney princess scene where they're all dressed in regular clothes and not their dresses, I'm really amazed. That really amazes me. It's really awesome and amazing. If you check that scene shot yourself, I love how they got Elsa. Like, she's posing. Almost like she's in a pose, holding her milkshake in one hand. And she's, how would you put it? She's laying on one arm, laying on her side, with the milkshake in her right hand, and she's on her left hand. Left arm, balancing her out, and like, Disney really went all out with this. I saw this in my last Wreck-It-Ralph 2 podcast episode that this is something you never see in a Disney movie where you get all the Disney princesses in one room with all speaking role. Like I said, there's only like one where we saw a non-speaking role in Frozen where Rapunzel and Eugene were walking in. Yeah. And this scene, Rapunzel, she'll have her long hair, she has her magic hair. And like I said, they really went all out. All out, and I'm very looking forward to Wreck-It-Ralph 2 in November. Okay, this is all the time I have left for this podcast. Remember, if you like this podcast, go check out my other podcast episodes. And go check out my YouTube channel, Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery, where I will go and post a video with the same subject. And go check out my Twitter, Matt Avery Disney, all in caps. My Snapchat is Matt Avery of Arendelle, all in lowercase. Maves Avery is my Snapchat. Well, I think I actually said that Matt Avery of Arendelle is my Snapchat. It's actually my Instagram, my bad. And remember, go check out my... Go, and remember, they keep calm and keep Disneying on. And for all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Arendelle for life, Matthew Avery. And I will see you, hear you, in the next podcast, my friend. This podcast was brought to you by my local Boys and Girls Club of America. Let's go have a fun school year.